I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Moose right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And before we talk to Dr. Moose, I have to remove my helmet with the laser lights in it that I wear to re-stimulate the hair follicles. And I always have to, first off, I put on the Rogaine, and then I have to dry out the Rogaine because the laser lights don't agree with the Rogaine, and then I take the pill that causes erectile dysfunction. What's that pill called?
How's this all working for you, Steve?
Well, you tell me. I think my hair's never looked better. Dr. Kevin Moose now joins us with the great mystery of hair loss. Good morning, Doc.
Hey, Steve. How are you guys doing over there?
Well, we're doing fine. Easy for you to say. A doctor with a nice head of hair, but... surprised we didn't cover this topic, say, around 2002 or 3, but, you know, whatever. So 50 million men have hair loss problems?
Yep, 50 million men, about 30 million women. So, you know, it's obviously a problem, and it's a problem, but it's not a problem, right? People, it's more about, you know, how do I look and how do I feel about how I look? And
obviously, it doesn't bother me.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought it would be cruel if I lost my hair because of the melon this size. It would just, you know, it would just be very, very apparent. But I think as long as I, you know, go high and tight on the haircut, I look sort of like a mob enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. See, I like it. I like it. I like that cut as opposed to, say, the Ron Howard look. You know, now we're singing more on This Is Us, but he's got that weird, he's balding, obviously, but he's just letting it grow out, and it's like a circular comb over.
Yeah, and it got weird for me in the last couple of years before I started buzz cutting it, because, I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but if you remember, George had a problem where his hair would just suddenly go in all different directions, and mine started to look like that. My hair looked like, it looked like refugees running for the border when I woke up in the morning. It just, they were all going in different directions. It was very sad. And that's when I decided to just go ahead and shave it down. So, and I can do it myself once in a while. It's not a great idea. I still, you know, think I should go and get it cut.
Oh, you actually pay to go have that done?
Yes, yes, okay, actually I do. But, Doc, enough about me. What about you?
No, but Steve, you know, we laugh about it, but, you know, male pattern baldness is something that's, like we said, extremely common and kind of aggravates people sometimes. And we're really starting to look at the science of hair, and it's actually fascinating. You know, your head, when you had it, when you had hair there, you had...
Oh, I like the way you said that, but go ahead.
You had somewhere between 100,000 and 150,000 hair follicles on your head.
Yeah, now I've got 9.
Right, and they would... They would produce hair, and some of them would go into what we call a rest pattern, and others would continue to grow, and they would kind of alternate back and forth. What's happened with male pattern baldness is the ones that went into rest pattern never come back to the active. So as you start to lose them, they don't come back to active, and therefore you have the male pattern baldness that we're seeing.
Well, didn't you just describe the cure to baldness, that you have to wake up the ones that are resting?
Exactly.
So how come we don't know how to do that yet?
Well, that's the big thing. That's what they're studying right now.
I mean, Doc, it's too late for me, but we can save the young ones.
You know, it's not too late for you, to be honest with you. I mean, that's if this science pans out, and there's been two big studies that are going on right now, and it's kind of ironic that they're both in California, but UCLA and USC are kind of in a race to say, all right, which one of these is going to pan out best, and which one's going to be the first to market?
Sandberg, come in here. I need you and Jen and Andrea on this. When we come back, Doc, we're going to talk about females' opinions. Not me, but females' opinions of the men in general. Because the President of the United States has, and no one else, I don't think has ever had this, literally has a triple comb-over. And I've asked professionals about this. It is a triple comb-over, not just your traditional comb-over, but growing it long in the back and long in the side and then flopping those two pieces over. Which means coming out of the shower has got to be pretty grim. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the studies you're referring to. We'll talk about what I think is a much more serious issue, and that's women's thinning hair.
Yep.
Men have it easy. Women are, you know, in a large part define themselves sometimes by their hair. And for women who have thinning hair, it's pretty traumatic, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right, so we'll get to that coming up, 6:47. First, we go to Jen and for Mary with the traffic. Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better, talking about hair loss. You know, this rain we had this morning, Doc, it just does crazy things to my stubble. It's just completely out of control this morning. I've asked Sandberg and Andrea and Jen DeSalvo in for Mary this morning to have the microphones on for this, because before we get to the next element of this serious discussion, take Trump out of it, obviously take me out of it. When a guy starts to go bald, what do you prefer to see, Andrea, in his hair?
I would just say take it down. I would use the
clippers. Take it down!
Use the clippers if you want to buzz it, if you want to do a closer cut. I would rather see that than loose hairs kind of floating from the sides.
Let it go. You're not fooling anybody.
Don't like the comb-over look at all. Just take it down.
Sandberg?
I agree with Andrea. I'd like it shaved down, like as tight as you can get it. So
right, because you can still have the rim.
Yes,
the rim of hair,
which
but
is
the less hair,
to
the
me.
Less hair you have there, the better.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
Jen, you agree with that?
I definitely agree with it. I think shave it all off.
You think the bald look?
The bald looks good, but my grandpa had that rim, and that was cute. That was cute on him. I like that.
Right. Right, but I think if you do leave too much hair on the rim becomes the focal point, and you go, wow, that dude got old.
Like Larry David has a long rim.
Yeah.
And it's kind of...
Like Bernie Sanders.
What about the bald guys who grow it long and back?
No.
Huh.
I know someone who does that. He puts it in like a little ponytail. I don't like that. Mm. I'm sorry. He's a nice guy, but I don't like that.
What if you have a faux hawk where you just have two strips on either side?
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
I think
a faux hawk is the point on the top of your head. It's not just
on
the
side. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Although I do like, and I've told you this, I think we've said this to you before, I like how you keep it short, but then on the top, the little fuzzies. You know what I mean?
I can't help that. It grows like the forest up there. It's crazy.
That's cute.
Doc, I don't know if I ever told you this, but a couple years ago now, but the woman who cuts my hair, yes, I have one. The woman who cuts my hair was fake cutting my hair to finish a story. Oh. Like she had no more hair to cut. And I heard the scissors like clicking. And I look up and they're like a half an inch above my hairline just so she could finish the story.
Oh. It's a quick appointment, though. You don't have to linger.
On the new Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David gets a haircut for $150 for that hair.
Yes, exactly. Oh. Yeah, I'm not quite in that area. All right. And Doc, let's talk about the, speaking of the women on the show, let's talk about what women go through with this.
Yeah, and you did make a good point when you started there. You know, men can do exactly what everyone was just talking about there and still look okay.
Presentable.
Correct. Where women, it really is part of their body, part of their makeup. And so when it thins, and it does thin in women, not as much as men, but we still have quite a few women with thinning hair. So it's one of the concerns. Now, can women use the Rogaines, you know, the minoxidils and that? They can. They really don't work very well in most people, but that will at least help them at least save some of their hair and at least make it more full. But again, it's these the two studies, the thing that's coming out would help both men and women.
Doc, is there any truth to the rumor of stress hair loss? Because before my cousin's wedding, she started to lose a little bit of her, she got very long hair. But then that went away, but her hair was falling out, and she said, oh, it's because of stress. That can happen?
Absolutely. Aging, hormone imbalance, stress, definitely. Chemotherapy, you know, those are just a few. Thyroid disease, there's a few, you know, there's more reasons than just the normal male pattern balding that can cause hair loss.
You notice how Annette hasn't said anything?
Right. Well, no.
He's got great hair.
He's got a great head of hair. What'd you say, Jen?
I do have a question. Are there any vitamins or supplements that you can take to prevent this type of thing from happening?
Not really, to be honest with you. There's nothing. It's unfortunate because what it is as we were talking before, hair follicles go in from an active stage to an inactive stage. So if what we really need to do is find out something that's going to keep them in that active stage. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there aren't any vitamins or nutrients or anything that can. But now UCLA has done the drug one. UCLA has found a drug, actually, that in mice blocks that so that it has to produces chemical, which keeps it in the active phase. So that's the UCLA study using a medication to keep it in the active study.
But that's different than Propecia?
Absolutely. Totally different. Propecia and minoxidil, essentially. Minoxidil was a drug that when they were first testing it, it was for blood pressure. So lower blood pressure. And what it found, actually, is that it increases the blood flow to the scalp and allows for the head of hair to get more blood flow to actually get more growth in the hair follicles. So it's kind of interesting how it was thought to be used for one thing, but ends up being for something else.
The Propecia, you know, one of the main things that came up with Propecia was, yeah, you might grow your hair, but you'll have erectile dysfunction. Is that still the side effect?
Well, you know, there's side effects with all medications in some people, and it is going to be one of the ones, unfortunately, there. I think the more fascinating one is the USC study, which just came out last week, which what they're doing at USC is they're taking stem cells, which we have on our skin already, and they're convincing those stem cells, they're manipulating them to become hair follicles. So no medications whatsoever. All they're really doing is it is advancing a stem cell from its position of initial where it can go into be just normal skin, can become nails, can become hair. They're trying to find it and say, all right, what we're going to do is take this group of stem cells and make you into hair follicles and now put those hair follicles back into the scalp, and you're going to have normally growing hair.
What do you think about the hair transplant business?
You know, it is a big business, and you especially, I don't know if you've driven to O'Hare lately, you pass, you know, seven billboards to that restore. It's either, you know, Urlacher or Sandberg, the whole way there.
Right.
Expensive, but it works, and it's actually taking the hair from the back of your head, which for some reason doesn't go away and doesn't go into that sleep mode, and putting it back into the top of your crown of your head. If you're looking for the hair look, you know, that's definitely one of the best ways right now. Much better than Rogaine or Propecia.
Do you know why hair can grow out of your ears but not on the top of your head anymore?
Well, you know, hairs in the ears are, again, every time we have hair somewhere, it's usually to protect us. It's trying to protect something. So people that have a lot of hair in their ears, it was actually a protective measure to keep dirt and dust out of the ear.
But why more as you get older? I mean, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about other people.
Yeah, you know, again, it's something that it hasn't turned off those areas. So for some reason, those areas, the hair follicles don't turn off, don't slow down. They just continue.
I have a question for you guys. Do men notice other men's new hair? Like, would you go up to, say, Dave if he got new hair and say, well, I like your hair?
No.
Are you judgmental like us?
No, you would only say it to Lou Manfredini or other people because they have told you that they got new hair. Otherwise, you wouldn't comment on it.
Would you talk about it behind his back like, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we would be judgmental. Okay. All right, a couple of texters. You don't prune a dead tree. I shave it. That's one texter, 773. Please ask the doctor. Dermatologist put my 15-year-old son on Rogaine for a receding hairline. Is that too young?
It's really not. It's one of those unfortunate things. There's a genetic portion of this as well. So if your father was bald, there's a good chance that you are going to go that direction as well. So again, it's someone who's 15, and if it's really starting to be evident, that can be pretty devastating at someone at that age going through the social changes that they're going through. So to keep their hair, it's probably not a bad thing. And if it works and it helps him a little bit and helps his self-esteem and gets him through a point where he can be comfortable with it, then good for them.
As you know, Doc, I spent over $1.8 million on Rogaine before I quit using it. But one of the reasons was when I started using Rogaine, the rap was if you stop using it, you go back to the hair loss you had. In other words, it was blocking it from getting worse. True, not true?
True. That is the bad thing about Rogaine. You have to continue to use it in order for it to work, because what it's doing is it's widening the hair follicle, which it's prolonging that growth phase. But once that chemical is gone, it slows that down, narrows the hair follicle, and goes into the rest phase. And then you're keeping your fingers crossed that it comes out of that rest phase and becomes active again.
And a helpful listener says, fun fact, humans have the same number of hair follicles as chimps. You know, the listeners are very helpful, Doc.
Yeah.
They're very helpful. If you have time, we want to bring you back later this week to talk about continuation of the opioid crisis. But if people want more news about these two studies in particular related to hair loss, and again, for all the goofing around here, I really feel for women who deal with this because it's a way different deal than men. Where do they go to find out about these studies?
You can look at I sent you guys some great notes there.
We will post those.
And the other would be, if you really want to see what's going on with the stem cell one, just Google Keck School of Medicine, USC School of Medicine, and it talks about the study and what's going on there. Again, both of these are still just in mice, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a race to see who's going to be the first one to get it to humans.
one of the mice they're using in the study looks like Phil Spector's photo when he was on trial for murder. You know, the big fro. You know?
Yeah.
Mice with a fro. Really wish I'd gotten that out smoother. It's 7:01. Doc, thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And Hamp joins us after the news. The news is next.